Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1075, Good Times for Landlords by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm Dan. I'm here each and every day reading to you from the best personal finance blogs on the web. We take that great content from our authors and we put it into podcast form for you so you can take it with you on the go. And if you enjoy this format, it would be great if you could share this podcast with somebody today. You can email or text someone a link to oldpodcast.com/listen, or even better, if you're able to subscribe them to the podcast right there on their smartphone. It's a really big help to keep this show going and growing. But I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today, so for now, let's hear our post and start optimizing your life. Good Times for Landlords by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. As dedicated MMM readers already know, I have fiddled around a bit with rental property ownership over the past 6 years. In an article linked in this post, I had a somewhat neutral view on the practice, figuring it was definitely good money, but it took real work to get it. But I've been noticing an interesting trend in recent times, which is forcing me to upgrade my opinion on the value of landlording a bit. You see, one of my local friends is a fellow creatively self-employed businessman who has a few rental houses as well. Last year, one of his houses was in bad condition. It started out as your typical 1950s ranch house with an inconvenient chopped up into small pieces floor plan and pretty modest interior finishes. Then it endured several years of rental from a very, creative, large family who added plenty of additional wear and tear. By the end of all of this, it was getting into dump territory, complete with weeds and dirt lawn and several large truckloads of leftover junk belongings. Since it was in a nice neighborhood, he decided that instead of just doing a major cleanup, he wanted to give it a total mustachian makeover. I got to be the main carpenter, keeping my own construction career as busy as I could handle. We brought in some helpers and a dumpster and ripped out all the unnecessary walls, as well as the junky bathrooms and much of the barely functioning plumbing. Everything was nicely rebuilt, with new luxury baths, a great functional kitchen overlooking the newly opened large living room and dining area, almost new used appliances from Craigslist, and a full landscaping and interior-exterior paint job. Even the basement was finished and painted to add to the useful space. We did all of this on a shoestring budget, reusing and refinishing materials whenever possible, such as the original 1950s classic natural wood kitchen cabinets, getting some from a recycled buildings material facility called Resource, and buying the rest from the usual local stores as cost-effectively as possible. The result was quite a hit, and as soon as we finished the renovations, he was able to re-rent the house at a much higher rate to a more qualified set of tenants. With the higher rental rate, the cost of the renovations actually will deliver a 10% annual return for as long as the house is rented, then return more than the original capital amount in the form of a higher sales price when the property is eventually sold. Since he rolled the cost of the upgrades back onto the mortgage with a rate far below 10%, the renovations were actually a no-cost way to increase the value and the cash flow of the property. A neat trick indeed. I would recommend this trick to you too if you ever buy a distressed property to rent out, as long as the numbers work out properly. I can help you with this analysis if you like. This summer, it was time for my friend to re-rent the upgraded house a second time. He put up the usual Craigslist ad and was immediately flooded with many responses from eager tenants. He very quickly found a new tenant, and the house is again producing great income. Then it was my turn for a positive surprise. My own rental house has had a wonderful 2010-2011 season. Fantastic, reliable tenants with no funny business whatsoever, and the house looks better than when they moved in. I was scheduled to re-rent it in August, but last month I got a call from another highly qualified resident of the same neighborhood asking if he could rent it from me as soon as the current lease was up, since there's now a shortage of available homes to rent in the area. The rental rate has been raised to keep up with inflation, a new lease has been signed, and the MMM family's grocery money is locked in until at least August 2012. Yeehaw! And now we're getting back to the original point of this article. Every anecdotal story I've heard has pointed towards an unusually strong rental market, so I did some further research on the matter and found further confirmations on this on the Denver-wide level and even the U.S. national level. According to those articles, the combination of foreclosures and employment growth has brought lots of new renters to the market, presumably even greater than the number of people who have decided to rent out houses rather than trying to sell them as a way of waiting out the slow housing market. For me, there are two lessons in all this. One, being a landlord is more fun than I had previously estimated. And two, even in weird economic times like the present, there are often little pockets of gold to dig up and enjoy if you stay optimistic and aware of your surroundings. Nobody could have predicted back in 2008 that the housing market crash would lead to good times for landlords in my town, but here we are. The key is to realize there's always opportunity to be had out there. So don't waste any of your mental energy worrying about how bad things are or which gigantic world financial catastrophe to worry about next. Instead, keep your set of useful skills and your savings growing and your eyes open. Happy stashing! You just listened to the post titled Good Times for Landlords by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I will be back with you tomorrow where I'll have a post from The Mad Fiantist. So I'll see you there in the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.